The gas company Crestwood wants to store liquid propane gas in caverns created from salt mining along Seneca Lake. They're awaiting a decision from Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation. Nixon says if she's elected governor, she'll drive a stake into the heart of the project, which she says could damage the lake's water quality. And she says she's also against a proposed garbage-burning waste-to-energy plant in Romulus, just a few miles from the lake. She says it is completely inappropriate for the state's world-class wine region, which she compares to the wine regions of California.
California Governor Jerry Brown would never, ever allow a giant garbage incinerator to be sited in the middle of Napa Valley. Why in the world would our governor, Andrew Cuomo, sit idly by and allow this incinerator to be sited in the heart of the Finger Lakes?
In 2011, Cuomo signed a law that would make it easier for projects like the Romulus plant to get state permits. Nixon says she'd repeal that law. A spokesman for the Department of Environmental Conservation was checking on the status of the projects, but did not return a request for comment by day's end. One day earlier, Nixon was in Buffalo to critique the governor's Buffalo Billion Economic Development Program. She said it's been too focused on giving money to a single major developer.
This is what I'm hearing from people on the ground here in Buffalo, that they appreciate all the money being spent. They just wish they were seeing some of it.
That developer, the Simonelli Company, which built the Solar City plant, is now part of an upcoming corruption trial in federal district court. Governor Cuomo, meanwhile, was in Brooklyn, announcing another large-scale economic development project that would bring $1.5 billion to the borough. It would build over 2,000 new affordable housing units, open new health care facilities, create new parks, and some new farmers markets.
By the end of 2018, this is going to be real-time progress. We'll have made progress in every category by the end of this year. By the end of next year, we'll have done even more. And by the end of 2020, we're going to have it all up and running. It's real. It's happening. It's going to make a difference in the lives of people who have been struggling for too long. This is...
Meanwhile, Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro stopped in Albany after locking up the Republican nomination for governor. Molinaro received the endorsement of the party leaders in Westchester, Niagara, and Albany counties. Molinaro, who was raised by a single mother in modest circumstances, seemed a bit overwhelmed by the milestone.
I'm humbled. I can tell you that my mother is still pinching herself. I think that, in fairness, I'm not what you might consider the most likely of candidates to have gone from food stamps to the governor, gubernatorial candidate of a major political party in one of the greatest places on earth. I said that for the first time out loud.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco announced earlier in the week that he was suspending his campaign for governor, clearing the way for Molinaro's nomination at the Republican State Convention in May. Molinaro also, like Nixon, critiqued the governor's economic development plans.
Well, to call it economic development is a bit of an exaggeration. I would first start by freezing direct payments to private industry until and unless we adopt comprehensive procurement policies and reforms.
The GOP candidate says he'd also do more to reduce high taxes in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.